الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بنفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in today's lesson we are beginning a new surah. This is called Surah An-Nisa, that the surah pertaining to women. And this surah got its name as Surah An-Nisa, the surah of woman, because most of the ahkam, laws, rules and regulations that pertain to masail related to woman are found in this particular surah compared to other surahs. That is why the surah is called Surah An-Nisa. Now some of the maqasid, the objectives of the surah, the first thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about right from the outset is to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is taqwa. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about how He created us all from a single soul. And that is the soul of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. So Mufassirin mentioned that in this there's a subtle indication towards looking after the rights, the huquq of all people. Especially those who are weak, the da'afa, like women, like nisa, like yatama, orphans, etc. And that is why in the surah we also see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like how He speaks about hukuk of woman, Allah also speaks about the hukuk of yatama, of orphans. And in the surah Allah speaks about hukuk of nikah, Allah speaks about hukuk of sadaq, that is mahar, the rights of nikah, rights of mahar, the rights of yatama. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the rights of inheritance, mirath as well. When somebody passes away, the rights of mirath. So all of these things are discussed in the surah. Some of the virtues pertaining to the surah, there are so many that comes in hadith. But a very famous virtue, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that in this particular surah, there are 5 ayat. And ما يسرني أن لي بها الدنيا وما فيها, that I wouldn't be happy to take this dunya and whatever it contains in exchange and in lieu of these 5 ayat, because of the greatness in the meanings of these ayat. And we will discuss these ayat when we reach there, inshallah. The first verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right from the outset, Allah says, يا أيها الناس, that all mankind fear your Lord, have taqwa. And يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ refers to those people who are mawjudun, who were found and existing in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it also refers to مَنْ سَيُوجَدْ, like you and I, those who are going to come after the Qur'an was revealed. Allah is addressing us all. O humankind, اِتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمْ, fear your Lord, Allah, the one who has created you from a single soul, that is the soul of Adam alayhi salatu wa salam. And then Allah created its mate from that soul, and that is the soul of Hawa alayhi salatu wa salam. And how was she created? She was created from a rib of Adam, and in specific, the left rib. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَبَثَّ مِنْهُمَا رِجَالًا كَثِيرًا وَنِسَاءً, that from these two, Adam and Hawa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dispersed a multitude of men and women. That is how we all come in this dunya, subhanallah, مَعَخْتِلَافِ صِفَاتِنَا, with different, each person has a different temperament, a different nature, we have different qualities, different characteristics, different sifat, attributes. We have different colors. We have black, we have white, bid, sood. We have different lughat, different languages. And in fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in one verse talks about this clearly, that part of His verses is, part of His ayat, of His signs are, وَاخْتِلَافُ أَلْسِنَتِكُمْ وَأَلْوَانِكُمْ, your different languages, the different languages that we speak, وَاخْتِلَافُ أَلْوَانِكُمْ, the different colors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us in. Then Allah says, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي نَفِيَ اللَّهِ again, الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامِ, fear Allah, the one in whose name you appeal to one another for your rights. This means, تَطْلُبُونَ فِيهِ أَتَطْلُبُونَ بِاسْمِهِ حُقُوقَكُمْ, the one in whose name you appeal for your rights. So you ask for your rights in the name of Allah. So we say, Billah, in the name of Allah, please give me my haqq. In the name of Allah, please give me my haqq. This is what the verse is referring to. Wal arham, and also fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to maintaining family ties. With regards to maintaining family ties, family relations. This word, wal arham, does not refer to your immediate family or who you would consider as your immediate family only. This verse, this word also extends to your entire nasab. So all people who are related to you, somehow or the other, if they are related to you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that regard too. In other words, maintain those family ties. Of course, within the boundaries of Sharia. And then Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَقِيبًا. And listen, lo and behold, understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watchful and He's watching every move of yours. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to ponder over this. وَآخِرْ دَعْوَانَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ.